Balancing coaching, work, and family is one challenge that many of our regional coaches take on every day. ACGC's head boys track coach Cody Mathewson has taken on this challenge with coaching not only track in the spring, but football in the fall, which has led to the success of the Chargers athletic programs. While he has taken on the challenge of coaching two sports, he also has the challenge of adding two more to the family with the birth of his twin daughters, Charlie and Georgia.
It's not easy, let me tell you. You got your kids at home and then you got your kids here too. Luckily for me, I live in the community and I have a supportive wife who understands how much I care about what I do here. It's safe to say she's probably ready for track to be over, but maybe going from one kid to three would be probably a little bit more different of a opinion too when you have twins.
Coach Mathewson has seen his family life and coaching life start to blend, especially as of late. His newborn daughters had a two-week stay at the Children's Hospital and had to be intubated for a week due to RSV. This made it tough for Mathewson, with long stays in the hospital, to watch over his daughters and be there for his wife while utilizing technology to talk to his athletes.
It's been busy and chaotic, especially with both girls after being 2 weeks old and after Easter, the day of Easter, going in and getting both intubated with breathing tubes and having RSV and spending 2 weeks in the hospital and, going to meets, having other people run practices or, not run practices, but essentially, Coach Shago taking his distance throwers and then Coach Lacey and Coach Wheatley working with the sprinters and then trying to send videos and send drills to the throwers as I'm the only one there with them. I mean, it was the point where, we were just joking about it. Now that everybody's healthy and everybody's home, and that stint's over. But, I got one girl who's been discharged from the hospital, and then I got one who's still in the hospital at this point in time, and it's a Monday before the meet, and I'm on FaceTime, and I got one girl laying on me, and I got one girl in the hospital bed. I'm FaceTime with Paige Jacoby trying to demonstrate drills laying down with a child laying on my stomach. Joking about that the other day at practice, how I was trying to do some things with a newborn.
Cody's wife, Aspen, has been more than supportive of her husband with the family and coaching balance. She was a collegiate athlete and understands the balance of sports and life. Aspen has coaching experience herself and understands how important it is to blend family life and coaching life.
Luckily, she was a collegiate athlete, a very good track runner as well in her day. And, she was a Division I athlete at Iowa playing softball for a couple years there. So she understands the commitment that it takes to be able to play and compete at a high level. So she enjoys coming to the meets. My son comes to the meets. So, our son's going to be 4 years old here and the kids all interact well with them and he runs around with them. So, when you're a coach's kid, I don't think you really have a choice. That's kind of the life you have to grow up in. So, we are very fortunate to have a very supportive school and communities and essentially family outside of our family that have done a lot and so much for us and supported us and been there for us. We're very fortunate to be where we are in this family.
The support that the Mathewsons have received from the community and the Charger athletes have been essential in how they are able to balance out sports and family. It helps even more when the athletes are raised by amazing parents of the community and the kids are positive influences for his son and will be for his daughters as they grow up.
It really does mean a lot that we are where we are and our kids are who they are and they're raised by the parents who are phenomenal parents. And I'm proud that my son can be around these kids and they can also be great role models for him. I'm proud that my son can grow up around these kids and be around a positive influence.
Congratulations to the Mathewson family on the birth of their beautiful twin daughters. And we wish the Chargers the best of luck throughout the rest of the season. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.